Good morning. Good morning, humans behind the screen. This is Dre Murray. And first off, I hope that if you are listening to this, I hope that you are well. I mean that sincerely. My family is doing well, despite the circumstances, the things that are taking place right now in the world. We're doing well, and I really hope that you're doing well. Something that I've had on my mind, just with everything that's going on, is, you know, I usually, whether it be visual or whether it be, you know, through audio, when I greet whoever's on the other side of the recording or the video, you know, I say, humans behind the screen. And more than any other time, just lately, I've been really thinking about what that truly means. And with everything that's going on, that phrase or that saying has really been sticking out to me. And I kind of see, my hope is that it begins to stick out even more for those of you that are listening, but even those that have no earthly idea who I am, never will probably meet me or know about me. I just pray that mindset would sweep over this entire world. And of course, it's not gonna, you know, it's not, you know, we have crises in this country, in this world. People bind together for a period of time, and then, you know, it begins to trickle off, and we go back to our normal everyday lives. We have no idea how long, you know, this situation will last, but my hope is that, not that, you know, some of the times it's a, you know, whether it be a terrorist attack, whether it be a, you know, a natural disaster, whatever the case may be, people, you know, especially with the terrorist attack, you can kind of point the finger at this person did it or this group of people did it. When there's a natural disaster, there's a lot of, you know, debate back and forth amongst certain groups on whether or not this was something that God did or whether or not this was something that just happened. Or we always, as humans, we look to find someone to point the finger at. Sometimes it's obvious, you know, what caused the event. Sometimes when we don't have the answers, we tend to do that. And in this case, you know, I've seen the same thing. You know, there's a lot of stories that are going around and rumors that are going around on how this particular strain of this virus started, where it came from. We pretty much know, but as far as like how it started, the first case, and that's not what I want to dive into. What I want to say is that us as human beings, I want the idea of us being humans at the core to sweep over this world. And like I said, not everyone, you know, is going to hold to that during this crisis. And even those that may have changed their mind a little bit, as far as, and when I say change their mind, a lot of times it's not a conscious change. You know, it's something like this that takes place, and your mind your eyes begin to open up to where you realize and understand. It's an understanding when you you realize and you understand certain things that you didn't understand before. And to people that already understand that, you know, it's kind of like, why didn't you get that in the first place, right? But when you guys, when you have someone that has been brought up in a certain way, or by individuals, or just in a culture that feeds them a certain mindset or ideology, that's, you know, you could be, you could say that the sky is blue all day long if their culture that they were brought up in says that it's red, you know, and now they're 40, 50, 60 years old, the sky is red to them. And so in this particular case, my prayer is that the idea, the mindset of people would change, and that these, you know, groups that we create, and there's all kind of subgroups of other groups that we create as human beings on this planet, that we begin to strip away all of that and see each other for who we truly are. And that is beings created in the image of God. All of us, with our flaws, with our deeds, we are all humans created in the image of God. Now that doesn't let people off the hook for, you know, doing incredibly evil things. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is, and when I say let people off the hook, like I'm not judge or juries, but you know what I mean. Like, I'm not excusing evil behavior. But what I am saying is, as human beings, we should see, like, I heard an incredible quote from an individual that doesn't even believe everything that I believe. I surely don't believe everything that he believes or believed, because he's since passed away. But he was given a speech, or he had a talk, and one of the things that he kept repeating was seeing God everywhere, in everything. And what I took from that is what I'm saying, seeing God in everyone, meaning that we were all created in the image of God, and kind of strip away these groups and these ideas that we've created that are man-made. Just get to the meat of it, that at this particular point we all are going through the same thing. Like, if there is a worldwide, you know, let's talk specifically to this nation. If there's a nationwide shutdown and we all have to stay in the house, we are all in the same predicament at that point. In general, right? We, of course, there's certain people that are set up in a certain way financially that would afford them to have access to certain things that others may not have access to, or certain losses that certain people have taken. But at this particular time, especially based on the market, whether, you know, no matter how large or how small, everyone is pretty much taking a loss right now. In some kind of way, there's a loss happening. There's a subtraction that is taking place. It may not be, you know, in when you compare, if we want to compare, it may not be as huge a loss. Like, everybody's not sharing the same amount of loss, but there is a loss, a subtraction taking place on this earth in general. And so we're all kind of in the same boat. And like I said, when stuff like this happens, usually what takes place is human beings, you know, the good of humanity performs well. we see, if you really are paying attention in these cases, of course you have, you know, some nuts in the world that you know, look to these situations to, you know, like the Bible says, they think about new ways to do evil, or they, you know, create new ways of doing evil. It's a paraphrase, obviously, but you get what I'm saying. There are people that are just looking for opportunities like this to do evil, but the God in people begins to shine. We have an opportunity to let that light shine. To take it back to an old Sunday school song, we have an opportunity to let that light shine. In this dark time. And so, yeah, man, my encouragement for everyone is to take this opportunity and to really allow that light to shine, to see others as people, you know, in the image of God, how they were created first and foremost. You know what I mean? And like I said, that seems very simple and basic to a lot of us. But as I said at the beginning, I'm starting like that. You always need a good reminder, right? There's nothing wrong with a good reminder, with a good reassessment. Have I been treating people in that way? Have I been viewing people in that way? Or have I been loyal only to this group? Not loyal, but have I only viewed this particular group of people in that way? And that's not even to say that other people are viewing you in that way. They'll view you however. That's on them. But looking at us, or us looking at our own selves, you know, taking a self assessment, is that something that we are doing ourselves? And I think that if we look inwardly in ourselves, we can change a lot. We can change a lot in this world by doing that and beginning to look at each other in that way. So, yeah. Hopefully I wasn't rambling too much. I kind of use this as, you know, this channel whenever I hop on, when I'm not just reading something and I'm just talking. I really use it as, I don't want to say therapy, but it's always good for me to talk, and the fact that I know that at least one person is going to listen to some of this means that I'm not just talking to myself, and I'm not just throwing words out there. It makes me feel like I'm not just, you know, in a room having this talk with myself. That someone somewhere, hopefully, we'll pull something from this. And even if they don't, even if they think it's all, you know, it's all either false or they disagree or it's a horrible idea, whatever the case may be, at least they listen. At least I'm talking to somebody. And so, even as I say that, that makes me feel, turn the blinker off, that makes me feel better in a sense, even as I say that. It makes me even want to do this more, because as much as it may help some of you, that especially those that like to listen to podcasts and just like to listen to people talk like I do, because it makes me feel not alone sometimes in this world, especially when I'm in isolation, whether it be I'm on the road, or, you know, when I'm away from my family. It helps. It definitely does help. So, people, especially people that are always in their head like I am, you know, creatives, a lot of times we're in our head a lot. And to just hear someone else's voice helps. So hopefully this helps you as much as it helps me. Hopefully, you know, you have an amazing day today, even in quarantine. You know, I again pray that you are well, your family is well, that you're healthy, that you're staying healthy. You know, not living in fear, but also being smart and following the recommendation of the health professionals and just people that can see behind the veil and see more than we can see. Just kind of following their recommendations and also just doing the things that we should have been doing anyway, like washing our hands and not coughing and sneezing on people. And so yeah, thank you guys for listening, those of you that will listen to this, whether you like it or not. I appreciate it, like I said. And yeah, God bless you guys. God bless you. Peace.